020-722-42000 if you want to join in then. So the question really this morning is, well, you've had a night to sleep on it. Tell me now what you think about the Olympics. Let's go to Vicky on the A40, first time caller. Good morning, Vicky.
Morning.
Hi, what do you want to say?
Well, first of all, I think it's great that there's going to be a lot of investment in East London. Clearly, it's an area in need of regeneration. But I just find it really difficult to cope with the amount of money that we seem to spend on things that just don't seem to have any value to me when you put them against the whole Make Poverty History and what they're trying to achieve in the G8. There are starving people in Africa. I might have my facts wrong, but I understand we spent in excess of £2 million gambling on getting the Olympics here.
Hold on a minute, you got your facts wrong. We spent between £35 and £50 million gambling.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure about that, but I mean, that makes it worse, doesn't it? £35 million. I mean, I don't want to actually get into a conversation about what if we lost and we'd wasted £35 million, but is there something wrong with the whole Olympic process that four countries have maybe also wasted?
No, slow down. I agree with you. It's five countries, actually. Five countries have spent the best part of somewhere between 20 and 50 million. So let's just go at 20 million. That's £100 million. I think the whole system is incorrect. I think the way that we bid is incorrect. I think the parallel you're drawing with G8, Live 8 and starving African children, it's a bit sick, isn't it? We should get a better system of deciding, OK, it's that continent this year, so the following year it'll be that continent, you sort out which city, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, if it's so easy that I can make the suggestion and you can agree, why the hell can these, you know, theoretically intelligent people not sort it out? Why are we wasting money and then being bombarded with images of starving kids? And in England, homeless people, and the National Health Service hasn't got enough money. Why doesn't any government, just sort its priorities out?
I think that's a very fair point indeed. Thank you very much indeed for it. Let's move on. Oh, no, we'll get some travel news, then we'll come back to your call. So it's, well, the question this morning on the Gorty phone in is, well, question mark? We could talk about the other subjects if you want, including G8 and would you eat food and are you happy with your banks? But let's talk about London for a moment. What does it mean for London? 9:15.
On 94.9 FM, this is BBC London.
Well, today's weather, just a quick update, rather cloudy at times with occasional heavy showers, sunny intervals developing and a top temperature of 21 degrees Celsius, 70 Fahrenheit. Now, unfortunately for public transport, we've got some major incidents occurring at the moment. I've just had a word with TfL. They're asking that please people avoid the whole tube network at the moment. Tickets are being honoured on local bus routes, but at the moment that is the whole tube network. So if you're heading to a tube station, you probably won't be let in anyway. We'll give you updates as soon as we get them. Elsewhere, Chiltern Railway Line still closed Denham to Beaconsfield. That bus service running. That's after last week's tunnel collapse at Gerrard's Cross. Services to and from the Midlands diverting via Aylesbury, and they've got a free park and ride Denham Aerodrome to Denham Station with 400 parking spaces. Still problems for Thameslink and Midland Main Line, Bedford to St Pancras with the overhead line problems at Mill Hill Broadway. Onto the roads, we've got the accidents for the A2. That's Watling Street, London bound. One lane blocked off at the Rootham Road Junction. Another one for East Rochester Way westbound before Danson. Those queues are back past Dartford Heath. And you've got the Burstwater Main closing off the A12 Eastern Avenue eastbound between Welbourne Lane north at Moby Dick and Morney Road. If you're heading out on the western side of town for the roadworks on the M25, clockwise slow 10 to 13. That's the A3 round to Staines. Anti-clockwise 15 to 13. Pretty busy coming round from the M4. Kingston Bridge slow near Hampton Wick High Street. That's probably because the Hampton Court flower show's on at the moment. Further north, A1 easing off southbound through Stirling Corner. Still queues for the North Circular westbound at Green Lanes. That's the Clockhouse interchange. And the lights are out for Ponders End on the A1010 Hartford Road at Nightingale Road. Just to reiterate once again the public transport side of things, the situation is at the moment they've got some incidents taking place on the underground, and TfL are asking please avoid the whole tube network at all costs. You can use your tickets on local bus routes. Jules Wilson, BBC London 94.9. The next update's at 9:30.
There has been an incident at Liverpool Street, as Jules said. We'll keep you informed, and we've sent reporters to the scene at the moment. We can't really say anything else at the moment, nothing confirmed at the moment, but we will keep you in touch with that as the show progresses. And indeed, if you're in the area, could you please now call us? 020-722-42000. If you're in the area, Deccan, prioritise this, please. Obviously, get the information you can get from the people. But if you're in the Liverpool Street tube station area, or you were there at 9 o'clock, could you please ring us here at BBC London now? We need to hear from you. Get on the mobile. 020-722-42000. Bring you more on that in a couple of moments. Please prioritise those calls. Let's go to Phil in Hamworth. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, John. How you doing?
I'm very well. What do you want to say, my friend?
Well, it's just about the Olympics, obviously, about the Olympics, because that's what everyone's going to be the topic of most conversation, I imagine, this morning. I still, actually, to be honest with you, I'm still smarting over it. Like, the fact that we've won it and the way we've got to pay for it. That really is...
So have you got mixed emotions? That you're happy we've won it because it's great for Great Britain, but you're still angry that you're paying for it? Is that what you're trying to say? What?
Well, yes, I'm a little bit happier, more happy about it than I was yesterday. I had a bar for a paddy yesterday. It gave me the ache all day yesterday. The fact the way it's going to be funded. I know, like people says, you know, there's going to be a lot of good coming out of it, but I still, I don't know, maybe because I like it, I love a conspiracy. I think that, like, French Premier, he's laughing.
What, you think Chirac deliberately spoiled it? He didn't want it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, and it's a way of getting out of it, because I'm still worried that it's not going to come in time. We're just going to end up with, like, so much egg on our faces. I've got very, very mixed emotions about it all.
Thank you, Phil. I'm going to leave you there. Thank you very much indeed. 020-722-42000. 19 minutes past nine. Let's go to Patrick in Peckham. What do you make of the news, Patrick?
Hey, John, we got it. It's my desire to have it around. And then Stratford is going to develop. John, there's one thing that we have to look at it. I wanted to see the program that the BBC London will draw before we have this Olympics by visiting all the boroughs along the road, and what their contribution is and what their involvement is. This is what we have to do. Other than that, we cannot enthuse the community to know what we're doing. We in Peckham are on the route near South East, and then we are near the Olympic Games. We don't know our involvement. So such a plan should clearly be exhibited or consulted to the community. We have the travelling
Okay,
coming
so
in.
Get involved is what you're saying.
We want to know what plans are for each barrel.
Okay, Patrick, thank you for that. 020-722-42000. Well, London's victorious Olympic campaign team are probably nursing monster hangovers this morning after a night of celebrations in Singapore. The athletes, politicians and officials are now heading home to begin the task of producing a successful Games in 2012 after winning the International Olympic Committee's backing by just 4 votes. Let's speak to our reporter Ben Wilkins in Singapore. Morning, Ben.
Good morning, John.
Have you got a headache?
I'm a little tired.
A little tired.
The party went on until 5 o'clock in the morning, and Seb Coe was there until about 4:30.
Yep.
Ken Livingstone left early. I ended the night kissing the culture secretary Tessa Jowell. So
why?
It was a late night because she was saying goodbye. She's a very nice lady.
Right, we should move on, young Ben. What is the atmosphere like there now? And when are they coming home?
Well, they're all basically... everything's being deconstructed and de-rigged in the Raffles Centre now. All of the London bid team are just getting up, I think, after last night. Some people are already in the air, flying home to London to start work. I think the majority of people are flying out about now or later on today.
And when will they arrive back? About 6:30 tomorrow, isn't it, Ken Livingstone, when people are out?
We're not quite sure. We think so, but not everyone's getting on the same flight. So, I mean, it varies. We think Ken might already have left, actually, but everyone's kind of gone to ground now, and everyone will re-emerge in London probably tomorrow or possibly the next day.
The only person...
I assume there'll be some kind of press conference then official sort of let's get on with it type thing.
Some of the newspapers over here are saying the only person who wasn't jumping for joy was Ken. He was almost motionless when that result came through. Did he get more excited later as the day progressed?
He was sort of fairly sanguine about it. I think he sort of seemed to drop his head slightly when the announcement came through. He wasn't jumping up and down, but I don't know. You know, he's a 60-year-old man, not an athlete.
He's also the guy who's got to pull it off. I guess the realization that, oh my goodness, now we've got to do it, sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, exactly, and I think he said that, you know, it's a privilege to be given the games, but it's also an enormous responsibility, and he's going to be one of the key people in charge of it, certainly in London, of course, because not everything's in London, but, yeah, it's an enormous responsibility for him. He was very pleased, though, I have to say.
And what about Seb Coe? What's his mood as the night progressed?
Really, really, really happy man. You know, everybody was trying to get photos with him, putting their arms around his shoulders, etc. And, you know, finally he could relax, I think, after, you know, pulling off a bit of a coup there.
And so what now? The work starts, to use the cliche, I guess?
Well, it does. And I think the immediate thing that happens is, of course, everyone flies home. And then the first job, really, will be to begin to give names to all the jobs that need to be done. Now, we were told before we won the bid that if we did win, a cabinet-level minister would be appointed as the Olympic minister. So that, it's taken as read, will be Tessa Jowell, yep, the Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport at the moment. She is in overall charge of the Olympics, if you like, and she will be blamed if anything goes wrong. London also gets a new authority. So as well as the Greater London Authority, we will now have the Olympic Delivery Authority, which will be a separate body, you know, appointed by the government. We don't know who is going to be on that. It won't be an enormous authority, but they're in charge of actually making this happen. Seb Coe will fit in somewhere along these lines, although we really don't know yet who's going to get what job. And then other members of the London 2012 team are already filling out job applications.
I understand Ken's been talking about, in particular, the businesses in Marshgate Lane. Is that right?
Well, Ken Livingstone hasn't said anything over here to me.
Oh, right.
He has said that, I mean, it is a case of now it's their job to get on with it. So, yes, as far as the businesses in Marshgate Lane go, it's now feasible that they will be served with compulsory purchase orders if a deal isn't agreed. All of that land that they're occupying at the moment will be built on.
Yeah.
Some of it's already started, of course, so yes, that's all happening. The East London Park is, you know, work is well underway with that. The first sort of big structure we will see being built will be the Aquatic Centre. That should be finished in 2007, 2008, I think.
Okay.
And so on and so on.
Thank you very much indeed. Ben, when are you home?
I'm flying out in a few hours' time, so back to London. I think the story moves away from here now, and of course, back home to London, yeah.
No more kissing ministers. See you later. 020-7224-2000, 25 minutes past nine. That was Ben, who did a sterling job for us out in Singapore over the last few days. Asking your views now. There's been an incident at Liverpool Street. Pete joins me in the studio. Pete Wilson can tell us what's been going on. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. We're just trying to figure out exactly what this is. We've been told that there was something that happened during the rush hour this morning with reports of a bang. Now, what we're getting from British Transport...
Sorry, of a bang, an explosion?
No, a bang. It was just a noise that was reported at the time, and that's what people started to think as to what was going on. We've now been told it looks like there could have been a collision between two trains involved on it, that may have caused the power surge. Now, the advice at the minute is for people not to try and use the underground, simply because...
The whole system.
Yeah, because the power's kind of gone through. It's shut everything down at the minute, right. So there's not really much running. The latest from British Transport Police say that there are a few people have been hurt. We haven't got any figures yet. They've been described as walking wounded.
The incident was at Liverpool Street?
Liverpool Street, yeah. It's thought that there's now been some kind of power surge that's gone through, affecting Bank and King's Cross. So it's going to have quite a bit of a knock-on effect. Obviously, it's still coming through at the minute, so the best advice is probably listen to the travel bulletins that come out at 9:30, especially. They'll give the latest. But at the moment, the advice is to stay away from the underground for the time being because of this.
Thank you very much indeed. 020-7224-2000. If you were at Liverpool Street this morning and you know what's gone on, give me a call, please, straight away. 020-7224-2000. But the advice at the moment, stay off the tube. 26 minutes past nine, we'll have a full travel update for you. Bang on, 9:30. Take a quick break, back in a moment.
You're listening to London's radio station.
How do you intend to prove to Londoners that you are indeed a thief taker rather than a social engineer?
Next Tuesday morning, the Met Police Commissioner, Sir Ian Blair, answers to you.
My job is to make London safe, and how am I going to be judged? Let's see how safe London is in 5 years' time.
Your concerns on London's crime.
Why is it the police start harassing motorists instead of dealing with burglars and robbers? It's a balance issue.
Community support officers.
They're doing a different job, and if I just think everyone should get off their backs.
And what's he expects from you.
I want Londoners to take the Met a bit more closely to their hearts.
Put your questions direct to Sir Ian Blair on the John Gaunt programme. Next Tuesday morning from 9 on BBC London 94.9.
Yeah, that's going to be some programme, let me tell you. Next Tuesday morning, if you want to get your question to Ian Blair, you can send me an email whenever you fancy, gaunty@bbc.co.uk. But make sure you're tuned in next Tuesday morning at 9, 27 minutes past 9 at the moment. Let's go to Sean in Bexley, first time caller. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Gordy. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. What do you want to say?
Well, I was all ready to rant and rave when I heard that the whole tube network was down, and thinking, oh my God, what does this spell for the Olympics?
Yeah.
And one of the things they picked up on was the transport.
They did.
And then I heard that there was, you know, probably an incident where probably people have been hurt, so I'm going to sort of less rant and rave, but... you know, that does bring some concerns, doesn't it, about London's transport and how just one incident can affect the whole lot. And, you know,
that's
my thing, really.
But do you feel that you're happy about the Olympics coming today or not?
Oh, yeah, I'm fantastic. I think it's brilliant. I think any chance that London gets for, you know, for new facilities, new housing, I think that's all for the good, you know. And these people that go on about, well, we could spend it on hospitals, we could do this, could do that, I just think... You know, come on, you know, this is time to celebrate, you know.
Thank you for your comments. Quick email, London 2012. To all the doubters who said that London couldn't host the Olympic Games on your show yesterday, John, they should be ashamed of themselves and have some faith in our fantastic city. Danny, a Londoner living and listening on the net in Helsinki. Let's go to Ravin in Croydon, first time caller. Good morning, Ravin.
Good morning, Gaunty.
What do you want to say?
I don't often ring up your show. I've listened to it for the last couple of years, but it's only the second time I've rung up. And the thing is, for me, it's a case of, let me just set the scene. You know, I was born in 1969, so I didn't hear about, you know, the World Cup is just TV images to me. And I said to my boss in the morning, I said, you know, if we win this, this will be like the closest that we have to winning the World Cup.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then it was like, you know, remember, it wasn't just Paris that we beat. We beat five of the greatest cities in the world.
So what does it mean now, then, for London?
Well, I mean, I think for London, it is definitely a time to be absolutely proud. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people out there as well. The little bit of the frizzing is the fact that we stuck it to the French a little bit.
Of course it is. That's a major part.
Yeah, that is definitely a big part, you know. And because, you know, and I was reading today what the French mayor was saying, oh, they didn't play the same game as us. When I was going to my hotel room, I saw people coming out of Sebastian Coe's and Tony Blair's rooms. Well, it obviously meant more to us than it meant to you, my friend. Therefore, we deserve to have it. Yeah? And I think that London is going to do a fantastic job. I have no doubt about it. You know, the presentation by us was absolutely fantastic.
So you're very excited this morning?
Yeah, totally.
Thank you, Ravin. Totally. Going to leave you there. Thank you very much indeed. 020-722-42000 if you want to join in. If you're at Liverpool Street and you know what's been going on down there, please give me a call. It's exactly 9:30. Here's the news headlines and the travel coming up straight afterwards with Max Rushton.
On 94.9 FM. BBC London.
Thank you, John. Good morning. Emergency services have been called to Liverpool Street Station after reports of an explosion. It's thought the incident was caused by a major power failure. The station's currently cordoned off. TfL are telling people to avoid the entire tube network. British Transport Police have confirmed there are walking wounded and said paramedics have responded to one report of a person classed as life at risk. More on that as soon as we get it. The team that won the 2012 Olympics for London are returning home tomorrow, determined to make an early start on the preparations, which will fill the next 7 years. An Olympics bill setting out the framework for the Games will be introduced into Parliament in the next few weeks. Meanwhile, Ken Livingstone says he won't hesitate to use compulsory purchase orders to free up the land in Stratford. And the work of the G8 summit at Gleneagles has begun, with Tony Blair meeting George Bush over breakfast. They're now joining the other leaders for their first formal talks. Signs of compromise on climate change have begun to emerge. Reports suggest there'll be a deal on seeking alternatives to fossil fuels, the strategy favoured by President Bush, rather than cutting emissions. That's the summary. We'll have a full bulletin at 10.
On 94.9 FM, this is BBC London.
As Max just mentioned, there's a major incident taking place in the city at the moment. Transport for London are asking all passengers to avoid the London Underground. Now, if you are avoiding the tube, obviously, and you need to take a train somewhere, you can get a bus instead. Tickets are being honoured by London buses until further notice. We'll let you know about that. And stations are still in the process of being evacuated at the moment. Now, that's causing disruption for Wagon and Thameslink too. Got severe disruption on those mainline services around Liverpool Street and Moorgate, and a knock-on effect for the roads in the city as well. Houndsditch has been closed off at the A10 Bishopsgate Junction, and the police are asking drivers to avoid the city at the moment. Elsewhere, Chiltern Railway Line has closed Denham to Beaconsfield. Buses running after last week's tunnel collapse at Gerrard's Cross. Services to and from the Midlands diverting via Aylesbury. We've got a free park and ride between Denham Aerodrome and Denham Station with 400 parking spaces. Also problems for Midland Mainline, Bedford to St Pancras. They've already got the overhead line problems at Mill Hill Broadway, and obviously that's being affected now by the problems in the city. Onto the roads on the eastern side of town, there's an accident from the M11 southbound. That's 8 to 7 causing problems, Stansted to Harlow. Burswater Main still closing off the A12 Eastern Avenue eastbound between Moby Dick, that's Welbourne Lane North and Morney Road. You've also got some problems on the A2 coming in through Falconwood. Had an earlier accident at Watling Road as well, London bound. Further west, Kingston Bridge slow near Hampton Wick High Street. The flower show is on at the moment. And it's also stationary further south. One lane blocked off for an accident on the A23 Brighton Road northbound around Hawley Row. A1 Barnet Bypass easing off southbound through Stirling Corner. You've still got some queues on the North Circular westbound through Green Lanes at the Clockhouse Interchange. And just to go back to the public transport side of things, just to finish off, again, Transport for London asking all passengers to avoid the tube network at the moment. Stations are in the process of being evacuated. Tickets are being honoured for you by London buses. We'll keep you updated on that one. And finally, for the weather, rather cloudy at times, occasional heavy showers. Top temperatures 21 Celsius, 70 Fahrenheit. Jules Wilson, BBC London 94.9. The next update's at a minute to 10.
This is BBC London. John Gords. Call 020 722 42000. London's liveliest phone-in with John Gords. Weekday mornings from 9.
28 to 10, Tyrone's in Liverpool Street. First-time caller. Good morning, Tyro.
Good morning, Johnny.
Can you tell us what happened? Were you there? Were you in the station? Were you on the train?
I was on a train coming into Liverpool Street. I was prevented from getting onto the tube at Tottenham Hale. And we were then told to take the British Rail into Liverpool Street. Time we got to Liverpool Street, there was hundreds of police waiting to greet us. We, first of all, were asked to hang around at the top of the escalators. As you can hear, sorry, can you just about hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Carry on.
We were then sort of corralled up to the top of Liverpool Street and eventually asked to evacuate the station. I don't know what's happened. I asked a number of police and officials. It seems to be some sort of security alert that's affected the whole of the East London area, because other passengers have told me that all the East station has closed, Whitechapel station has closed, and they seem to be preventing traffic going up and down the Bishopsgate.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Tyrone. If you find out any more, or ring us back. Now, BBC London's 94.9's Ian Wade was actually on the underground when the incident occurred. He joins me now. Morning, Ian.
Hi, John.
Where were you? Were you on one of the trains?
I was actually on the train it happened to, John. We came in from Cock Foster, so I was on the Piccadilly line. It was running slow all morning. I knew I was going to be late in. And we had just left King's Cross Station. I'd say we was 200 metres outside of King's Cross. And an almighty bang, lights went out, soot filled the actual carriage we was in, and people started screaming and all sorts. And then the emergency electricity come on. We was in the actual carriage about 15 minutes. They started filing us out. They shut the line down, all the electricity, and the officials have walked us down. Now, as I was walking, I asked one of the officials what happened, and he said one of the electric overhead lights, he thinks, fell down and hit the front of the train. I mean, there's people here crying. We was actually on the train. It happened.
What's the
What's
the panic on the train? When those that bang happened and when those lights went out, there must have been panic.
To be honest with you, people were smiling for about 15, 20 seconds. You couldn't believe it. It was some people were saying, oh, my God, help me, help me, and all sorts of screaming, banging on the doors, and others were saying, no, don't open anything. If there's a fire outside, we're going to be dead in minutes if there's smoke coming in. But the people generally were very, very good. You know, there was people keeping people calm and saying, look, we're all right, there's no fire, you know, hang on.
How long were you in the dark for?
I would say 15 minutes. But the train was absolutely, which is normal, absolutely packed. So, I mean, there's people seated. It was the busiest train I've ever been on anyway, because it was running slow. So it couldn't have happened at a worse time. But it was almost like a bomb going off. It was just a boom. And I thought the windows had come in, as I say, but it wasn't the case at all.
So there was
covered in soot, though.
Yeah, covered in soot, but no actual damage to the train in terms of windows in or carriages
crushed?
Not in
the carriage I was in, John, but right. I didn't see the whole train, so I don't know, mate, honestly.
How about injuries? Any injuries?
Well, I'm just looking over, I see someone standing over there, he's got a short sleeve shirt on and he's got a lot of cuts on his arm. But other than that, that's the first and only one that I've seen actually injured. Other than that, people are sobbing and covered in soot and all sorts.
Where are you at this moment?
Right outside King's Cross Station.
Yeah,
so we walked back to King's Cross when they got us off the train.
All right, so you walked back down the line, basically, escorted.
Exactly.
And it took about 15 minutes for the lights to come on. How long for underground staff to get to you and say, come on, we're walking you out?
That was it, 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
As soon as we had people, you know, Chinese whisper saying, oh, hang on, they're walking us out of the train, they're walking us out of the train. But it was 15 minutes before we actually saw an official. We actually opened the door and let us out. They didn't open all the doors. They opened one carriage and everyone had to walk up to that carriage and get out.
Anything else you can tell me at this point, Ian?
Only that I'm choking, John. Apart from that, not really a lot. I'm going to be late in, by the way.
I don't think we're worried about that. We want you to stay there for the moment until we get a reporter down.
Okay,
if anything else develops, ring us straight back, please, Ian. Thank you very much indeed. Ian Wade, he works here. He was actually on the train this morning. Somebody says one of the lights has fallen on the front of the train. He says, soot everywhere. Massive bang, he said. Lights went out for 15 minutes. He was on the train coming on the Piccadilly from Cock Foster's. He says that they were in the dark for 15 minutes. People crying, people panicking. But in the end, they were walked out. 15 minutes, the lights came back on. They were walked out back to King's Cross. If you're on there, tell us about it. 020-722-42000. Keep off the tube today. That's the advice from Transport for London at the moment, because it isn't working at all. Alexa, in Liverpool Street, were you there?
Yes, I was on the tube at the station.
Were you actually on the train when it happened?
Yeah, I was.
Where were you travelling from and to?
Liverpool Street. I was sitting in Liverpool Street Station on the tube.
And what happened?
There was a really loud bang and the lights went off and everybody ducked and screamed. We were told to evacuate and not to run, but everybody ran.
Yeah. People ignored that, did they?
Yes.
are you injured in any way?
No, a bit shaken up, not injured.
Covered in soot?
Sorry?
Are you covered in soot as well?
No.
How long did you sit in the dark for?
Well, we were actually at the station, so we could get off straight away. So we kind of stood there for a minute not knowing what to do and then just ran.
Let me get this clear then. So you were obviously on a different train to the one that Ian, who I've just been speaking to. He was on the train from Cock Foster's. You heard the bang. Did the train move at all?
Yeah, it was a bit of a thud, but not that much. But you could feel the impact.
Anybody injured in your carriage?
Not that I know of.
Where are you now?
I'm just walking to work.
You're just walking to work, so the police have allowed you to get on with your life today?
Yes. Yeah, well, there was nobody there when I came out.
What do you mean, nobody there?
There was no police around when I came out of the tube station.
What time do you reckon you came out of the tube station, if you don't mind me asking?
Straight away, probably about, I don't really know, probably about 8:50-something.
We wish, Alexa, obviously you shook up, take it easy now. Nice talking to
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed for contributing. If you were there, I want to hear from you, please. 020-722-42000. Let me just tell you, the tube stations at the moment closed. Underground system down completely. Pete Wilson can fill us in with a few more details. But we want you, if you were there, to phone us. 020-722-42000. Of course, we'll talk to the emergency services once they've got the time. We'll talk to London Underground and TfL as well. We'll keep you informed as the show progresses. No doubt we'll be putting in extra travel bulletins as well. But Pete, what's happening now?
Just to confirm really what we've been told so far, we've talked to the police and we've talked to the ambulance service and the fire brigade. Now, as you can understand, they are busy at the minute. That's why you're not talking to them at the moment. But the information we've got, just before 9 o'clock was when the call started to come through about a problem. Now, the ambulance service seemingly went to Liverpool Street Station. We've been told that the police and the fire brigade were called to Aldgate Station. And it seems to be somewhere in the middle of those two.
Ian Wade says he's on the Piccadilly coming in from Cock Foster's and just coming in and then went past King's Cross and had to walk back there.
Yeah.
A little bit of confusion about this at the moment, obviously.
You can understand at the moment. We think that it's
somewhere
around...
That lady was on Liverpool Street. She was actually in the tube, but it actually hadn't started off at that point.
Yeah. Now, all we're being told is that it is an incident. It's been declared as a major incident, admittedly by the police, but that's all the information that we have at the moment. They're not prepared to tell us exactly
what
kind of incident, which is understandable as well. We haven't got any details either about anything falling or anything like that. There's no reports
about
that.
Injuries?
We've been told that, yes, there are some casualties. Again, all services at the minute are describing the vast majority as walking wounded. There's no idea that there's anything more serious than that at the moment. Okay, we'll get as much as we can to you.
Well, let's go live now. Okay, Pete, thank you. Let's go live to one of our reporters, Jim Weeble. He's in Stratford. I understand the station's closed there. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Yep, the station is closed here. Everyone's just hanging around outside, not really having much of a clue what's going on. I did go over and have a chat to a couple of engineers who were standing around, and they told me that the whole of the Jubilee line has closed, Bank Station as well. They mentioned Aldgate East as well. I was listening earlier, and Pete was mentioning Aldgate. They mentioned Aldgate East, some kind of incident happening there. And they were also talking about a power surge, which is why the line has closed, and which is why there are no trains running here from Stratford. But absolutely nothing's going on here. Everyone's just standing outside.
Obviously, I was down there yesterday. I mean, are they all standing in the square as well? Is there a lot of people? Would you say it's hundreds or thousands or what?
I would say there's thousands. I'd say there's definitely a good few hundred. I mean, there were a lot more earlier, but there's pretty good bus connections here, and a lot of people have gone over to get the relevant buses into town. People obviously still going down, not knowing what's happening, walking towards the station, seeing the gates are closed, and then hanging around for a bit. But no, I'd say a few hundred. There were more than that earlier, but as I say, getting on the buses.
Okay, anything else you can report at this moment, Jim?
Well, to be honest with you, I think there is a bit of confusion as to what has caused this. I spoke to one of the engineers, and he said someone had gone through an electric cable, and that is why this had caused this whole
problem. But this is speculation, of course. All we know now at the moment, officially from the emergency services, they're now describing it as a major incident. But, I mean, we've had Ian Wade saying that he thought a light had fallen onto the front of his train, or he'd been told that. You're saying an electrical cable, but to be honest, not helpful to speculate. We don't really know, do we?
Exactly, we don't know, and that's why I'm going to get down there and see if I can find anything out in a bit.
Thank you very much indeed, Jim. That's Jim Weeble. He's in Stratford. We got our reporters out and about. Obviously, they're rushing to the scene at the moment. But we and situations like this, it's quite simple. I'll be absolutely straight with you. We rely on you as well. That's why we're an interactive radio station. If you were there, please give me a call now. 020-722-42000. You can also text 07786 200 949 or email me, gaunty@bbc.co.uk. Just before we go on to that, I just need to tell you as well, we are going to do travel bulletins now every 15 minutes. So travel bulletin coming up in about 50 seconds time. Jules and the team working on that. But the advice, the major advice this morning is do not attempt to travel by the tube. Well, you can't. The whole tube is down at this moment. Keep listening to BBC London 94.9. We'll be with you all the way through till 12 o'clock, keeping you on top of this. We're getting lots of calls now coming through to tell us about this instance. When you do ring, can you just basically say where you were, what you're going to tell us, so that our phone answers can put you straight up? Don't bother ringing people up back. Put them straight through, please. We need to know what's been happening down there. And as soon as we can talk to the emergency services, we will. 020-722-42000. You're listening to the John Gaunt Show. Of course, today we were celebrating the great Olympic victory, and we'll come back to some of those calls in a moment. We've got hundreds of calls on that particular subject, but for obvious reasons now, we're obviously concentrating on what's happening with this incident on the tube. And on that note, at 9:45 on BBC London 94.9, here's the next travel bulletin.
On 94.9 FM, this is BBC London.
Thanks very much, John. Well, just to reiterate the situation, Transport for London are asking all passengers to avoid the London Underground. The tube network is basically down. Now, tickets are being honoured by London buses. Stations still at the moment in the process of being evacuated, and it's affecting mainline services as well. I've just heard through from GNER, Wagon and Thameslink, and they've closed off King's Cross mainline station as well. So at the moment, the tube network down and stations are being evacuated. That's having a knock-on effect for the roads as well. Plenty of closures. Houndsditch is closed off at the A10 Bishopsgate junction. Now, you're diverting via the Aldgate one-way system, but police are asking drivers to avoid the city as well. They've also just sealed off the A501 Euston Road at Evershalt Street. That's right outside King's Cross Station, so that's totally closed off there. And the A5, there's a closure under the Marylebone flyover as well. More closures likely to go in through central London and in the city as well. So just to reiterate on that once again, the tube network works down. Transport for London asking all passengers to avoid the London Underground. Can use your tickets on the London buses, and that's affecting mainline services too. So I'll have the next update for you at 9:50.
And you're listening to The John Gaunt Show, BBC London. It's 13 and a half minutes to 10. Travel bulletins every 15 minutes while we've got this what's been described as a major incident on the Tube. All London Underground services at this moment are suspended. Stay tuned to BBC London, your radio station. It'll keep you informed what's happening. Jackie in Kilburn wants to tell me about what's happening at Edgware. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
What can you tell me? Were you there?
Hi. Well, I've been obviously listening to you saying about what's going on down at Liverpool Street, and I heard one of your callers come in and say that he seems to think it's East London affected.
Yes.
I was at the time driving down Park Lane and hearing sirens coming from all directions. Some police bikes went past me, some red police cars went by. An ambulance went by, and I thought, what the hell's going on down here now?
Yeah.
Carried on driving through, I think it's Edgware Road, and what seemed to be up ahead, like one of the side roads closed off, and everyone seemed to be turning into this area. As I passed, there was just police cars, fire engine, ambulances, all down the side road, and I could see...
Heading towards where?
Well, they were outside one of the Edgware Road entrances to the station.
Right.
They all just seemed to be congregating outside one of the Edgware Road, because there's actually two entrances to Edgware Road.
Yeah.
And they were actually outside one of them. And then further down, there was another fire engine and police outside the other entrance. So I don't know whether it's, you know, a sort of knock-on effect coming back to Edgware Road from the sort of King's Cross area.
It does seem, I'm watching TV at the moment and they are bringing out some casualties at the moment. It would seem as if it's a major incident affecting more than just one tube station from what we've heard so far.
Yeah.
Jackie, thank you for your eyewitness account of that. Keep listening. If you find out any more, see any more, give us a call back. I think we need to go back to Ian Wade in a couple of moments, please. Could you get him back on the line, Abby? Find out what's happening at Liverpool Street now. Let's go to Phil in Kingsway. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, I'm the undercabby. It's chaos everywhere. I just come past Russell Square. They've closed it off.
Yeah, slow down, Phil. Say again. You just came past where?
The Russell Square station.
Russell Square.
They've closed it all off.
Yeah.
They've cordoned it all off. There's loads of police everywhere. The roads are absolutely jam-packed with people walking everywhere. It's unbelievable. I think it's a major disaster.
Well, let's not speculate at this moment. We know it's a major incident. Have you seen any casualties? Have you seen any effect of this?
No, all I can see is loads and loads of people outside every station and every bus stop.
So,
honestly, it's very upsetting. It's what's really going on.
Well, what they've done at the moment is they've closed every single station. I can tell you this now, there's been power surges, and as a result of that, they've closed down the underground completely.
And all you can hear is police cars going and the sirens going.
Yeah, and you're saying it's having a knock-on effect now, obviously, on the roads.
Yeah, everywhere. All you can see is loads and loads of people everywhere. The bus stops are jam-packed with queues. Everybody's fighting for cabs, for getting cars and anything.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much indeed for you telling us what's happening where you are. Russell Square, he says. Come on, London cabbies. Come on, white van men. Come on, white van woman. Just tell us what you can see out there at the moment. This is why... we have interactive radio like this. Pick up the phone, please, and please tell us. Obviously, a lot of people would be concerned about relatives and friends who might have been travelling this morning. We will keep you informed. And as soon as we know something, we'll tell you. What we will not do on this radio station, let me tell you, is speculate. We will not speculate. A lot of people send me emails with speculation at the moment. Not really helpful. I'd rather you send me an email or a text saying what you've seen, OK? Rather than speculation on what you think it is. 020-722-42000. BBC London's 94.9's Anna O'Neill is at King's Cross. Good morning, Anna.
It's extraordinary scenes here, John. We've got so many different members of the emergency services. In fact, a policeman has just come out of King's Cross station now and told the hundreds and hundreds of people milling around outside trying to get somewhere away from King's Cross to move away from the station. They've started to cordon off the area. But I can see fire engines, ambulances, lots and lots of different police cars, police vans, hundreds of police men and women trying to get people away from the station. And people very, very confused here as to what is actually going on, because we're not being told very much indeed. We were told that there was some kind of a power surge and that we needed to evacuate the station. I've actually seen some people trying to get through to relatives and friends crying because they don't know what's happened. Obviously, the news is filtering through here that there may be some injuries at Liverpool Street Station. But at the moment, very difficult to know exactly what is going on over there.
Anna,
people,
you were on the way into work, were you?
I was on the way into work, yeah, and I had to get up at Finsbury Park Station because we were told that the trains were no longer going down into the city, into Moorgate. We all got changed onto a train at King's Cross. It was delayed for quite a long time. And then when we got into the station, people shouting, "Get out of the station, get out of the station." And everybody being told to move. So, and now we're actually being told to move as far away from the station as we possibly can be.
Let me get it clear. Emergency services are telling you to evacuate not only King's Cross Station, but the area, to move well away.
Around it. I'm standing in Belgrove Street, which is one of those streets, was just between King's Cross and St Pancras, if you're looking onto both of those stations. And they're actually cordoning off the area now around King's Cross, and policemen making people move from here down the side streets and as far away from here as possible.
Okay. Anna, we will come back to you later. Thank you very much. Anything else you need to tell me before I go?
Nothing really, except that, you know, if you are travelling into London, I wouldn't at this time if I were you, because, you know, it's very difficult to get anywhere, and obviously it could be possibly dangerous for you to do so. So stay away from the area if you can.
Good advice. Stay safe, Anna. We'll speak to you later. Stay there as well. Ian Wade is back. Good morning again, Ian.
Sorry, John, you're going to have trouble hearing me, I think. Don't worry.
Just remind us exactly where you are.
I'm actually inside King's Cross Station now. I'm in the casualty room. They've set up one of the ticket booths in the casualty room. And I have to retract what I said earlier, John. Those that are injured are badly injured. There's a lot of blood in here.
And how many people would you say are injured at the moment, my friend?
In this room, I would say there's probably about 30 or 40 people. But as I say, they're very, very badly injured. There's a lot of blood.
If you don't mind me asking, what kind of injuries are you seeing?
A lot of head injuries, because it's quite warm this time of year. A lot of people have got short sleeve shirts on, so you can see a lot of arms cut up and faces cut up, and there's a lot of tears as well, John.
Okay. And do you know where these people have come from?
The same train that I was on, basically. The train that I don't know what it was, but the train did us all more. That's what I've been told. But that train, the actual train itself.
So these,
I presume that was at the front of the train, and whatever hit it brought in some windows, because, I mean, this is definitely glass cut. People are bleeding heavily.
Are they going to evacuate the station?
They have evacuated the station. There's police lines everywhere, but those that are helping out, people like myself who's covered from head to foot in soot, they're actually being, you know, they really are taking care, you know. I can't fault the police or the ambulance department or even London Transport. They're really walking around, making sure everyone's all right, sending those that are really badly injured. I mean, I'm just slightly shaken. I was sitting down anyway, but those standing up, and I presume whatever's coming has come in, I.e. the glass, they are really quite badly injured.
Thank you, Ian. We'll come back to you later. That's Ian Wade live at King's Cross at the moment. Let me just repeat the advice. Please don't come into London at the moment. The whole tube station is down. There has been a major incident. We are not speculating on this radio station. As soon as we get more information, we will bring it to you. And, of course, we'll be speaking to the emergency services. If you're out in town at the moment, if you can tell us what is happening or what you've seen today, please give us a call. Kevin's at Aldgate. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, John.
What would you like to say?
We've been diverted away from Aldgate now, but I saw one gentleman who was a bit dazed and confused, covered in blood. He was actually making his way away from the station, but he was being led back by the police. And there's a lot of emergency people putting on their bright orange chemical suits at the moment. So, and that's at Aldgate East Station. So
Aldgate East, and they're putting on chemical.
Yeah,
uniform.
They have a big bag of a big white lorry, and there was at least four guys putting on big orange chemical protection suits.
And have you seen them enter the tube yet?
No, that was actually putting the gear on as I was sat in the traffic, and then we've been moved around by the police, and now I'm going up Commercial Street away from it.
Are you a cab? You're a cabbie, are you?
Yeah.
I understand that is standard practice, I'm being told by my research team.
Hopefully we're right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and anything else you can report at this moment?
No, a lot of confusion. I mean, there's police flying out. I mean, I'm going away from Aldgate at the moment, and there's police going in the opposite. They're going all over the place at the moment, so a lot of confusion.
Kevin, thank you. If you find out any more, see any more on your travels, please call us back. We are relying on you, the black cabbies of London, and, of course, the white van man and white van woman. Tell us what's happening, if you're seeing what's happening. If you were there in any of these incidents, please give us a call. As I say, we're not speculating. What we are telling you, though, is this is a major incident. This is what the emergency services are telling us. We'll keep you informed, of course. That telephone number, if you can help us out with any more information, is 020-722-4000. The email address, Gaunty That's GAUNTY at bbc.co.uk. And the text number 07786 200 949. If you want to join in, pick up the phone and give us a call. Obviously now, please don't ring up with comments on the Olympics. Please don't ring up with speculation. Please don't ring up using this dreadful incident as a way of berating either Ken Livingstone or indeed the Olympic bid. That would not be appropriate. It would also block our lines. I'd like to keep the lines free, please, for people who can tell us what is happening out in London at the moment. We have obviously, well, as you heard today, we've got reporters out and about who we've sent out. We've also got reporters who are directly involved. Ian Wade, one of our finance people, actually on the train at King's Cross. He was in the dark for 15 minutes. An enormous bang, he said. Then people let out. He said there was no real panic, but people were screaming and people were crying in the dark. He's got out. He's just covered in soot. He's at King's Cross. They've now set up a major incident casualty room in King's Cross ticket office, so he tells us, and he's saying he's seeing a lot of horrific facial and arm injuries. Again, we'll keep you informed of that. Anna O'Neill was on a train as well. She's reported. We've got Jim down at Stratford, but we need you to help us as well. That phone number, 020-722-4000. Colin in Brick Lane, we're going to the travel in a couple of moments. Colin, what would you like to say, please?
Actually, I was working in the ticket office. I was waiting for a colleague to turn up. And basically commenting on the policeman in front of me that they must be bored. 2 minutes later, there was it's like two cars going up, like someone, a car hitting the other one up the bum.
And, well, that was the kind of sound, was it?
It was that, basically, that's my first instinct that it was. And then basically smoke poured out of the train.
Yep.
And, people just got told to leave the station quickly.
Okay. And have you seen injuries?
No, I didn't see none.
And where are you? Where are you now? You've been evacuated?
Yeah, I've had to leave site because I was installing the phone line.
Sure.
And actually, they just told us to get out, and it was pretty efficient as well. How they got everyone out.
Thank you, my friend. If you find out any more, please ring us back. Let's get ourselves a travel update. You're listening to The John Gaunt Show. It's BBC London 94.9, 1.5 minutes to 10.
Thanks, John. Well, after an incident in the city, the tube network, as you've been hearing, has been closed. Stations still in the process of being evacuated. And Transport for London are asking all passengers, obviously, to avoid the London Underground. You can't use it anywhere. It's been closed down. But your tickets are being honoured by London buses. It's affecting mainline services too. GNER, Wagon and Thameslink telling me that King's Cross mainline station's been closed off. For the roads, Houndsditch has been sealed off at the A10 Bishopsgate Junction. They've just shut the A11 as well. That's Aldgate High Street both ways. At the moment, we're looking at long delays on the approach to the evacuated area. Obviously, the police asking drivers to avoid the city. And it's affecting central London as well. We've got other incidents taking place. The A501 Euston Road is closed at Evershalt Street. That's outside King's Cross Station. We've got a closure as well for the A5 Edgware Road underneath the Marylebone flyover. And actually, the whole of town and the whole of the city really taking the brunt of the closures at the moment. Now, we have got some other news as well. Obviously, Chiltern Railway, the line still closed Denham to Beaconsfield. So you've got services diverting to and from Midlands via Aylesbury, rather. We've also got problems on southeastern trains, Charlton to Blackheath, after a points failure. And elsewhere for the roads, the M11 southbound queuing with the accident between 8 and 7. That's Stansted down to Harlow. A2 East Rochester Way westbound after the earlier accident before Danson. You've got queues on the A2 back to the M25. And the A40 looking a lot busier than usual coming into town as well. That's nasty through Northolt and Greenford. Just to reiterate once again, the tube network has been closed off. Stations being evacuated, mainline services affected too, King's Cross has been closed off, and you are asked to avoid all the roads around the city as well. Also, obviously, the A501 Euston Road closed outside King's Cross Station, and the A5 Edgware Road is closed under the Marylebone flyover as well. Jules Wilson, BBC London 94.9. The next update's in 15 minutes.
Yes, don't forget, travel updates every single 15 minutes. It is a major incident on the tube, a major incident. That's what we're reporting at the moment. Let's get the news now. 1 minute past 10.
BBC London 94.9 FM and BBC Radio London on digital.
On TV, on radio, online.
This is BBC London.
With a
10 o'clock news. I'm Max Rushton. Good morning. And as you've been hearing, TfL are advising people to avoid the entire tube network after a major power failure. British Transport Police say power surge incidents have caused a series of bangs on the London Underground at Aldgate, Edgware Road, King's Cross, Old Street and Russell Square. British Transport Police say a number of people have been hurt, one of them seriously. Eyewitness Steve Neal described the scene at Aldgate East.
I could see people laying outside of the station, obviously black. They just looked black. Covered in smoke, yes. Yeah, they were being treated. I can't tell how many was. I think there was probably three or four people on the floor being treated. They looked like they were moving.
London Underground has announced it's suspending services. BBC London 94.9's Ian Wade was on the Piccadilly line. He described what happened to John Gaunt.
We had just left King's Cross Station, I'd say. We were 200 metres outside of King's Cross, and an almighty bang. Lights went out. Soot filled the actual carriage we was in, and people started screaming and all sorts. And then the emergency electricity come on. We was in the actual carriage about 15 minutes. They started firing us out. They shut the line down, all the electricity, and the officials have walked us down.
And another eyewitness, Tyrone, told John Gaunt what he could see from Liverpool Street.
I was on a train coming into Liverpool Street. I was prevented from getting onto the tube at Tottenham Hale. And we were then told to take the British Rail into Liverpool Street. Time we got to Liverpool Street, there was hundreds of police waiting to greet us. We, first of all, were asked to hang around at the top of the escalators.
And we'll have more on that as soon as we get it. Elsewhere, the Mayor, Ken Livingstone, says he won't hesitate to use compulsory purchase orders to free up the land in Stratford. He says most of the businesses who need to relocate are happy with what's being offered to them, but there are a few who are making unrealistic demands.
I absolutely make it clear, though, that if a few firms continue to be difficult and don't want to be involved in serious negotiations, we will move very rapidly towards the compulsory purchase procedures that I have. That takes the issue out of my hands, puts it in the hands of an independent arbitrator.
Meanwhile, the Met's gearing up for what will be one of the biggest challenges when London hosts the Games. The police commissioner says he's confident the event will be safe and successful. Sir Ian Blair told BBC London 94.9 his force helped advise Athens and Sydney on their Olympic security, so they have some insight into what challenges lie ahead.
The key issue here is that we have the experience. You know, we know how to police vast crowds. I mean, here we are, just as a simple issue, dealing with Live 8 the other day. You know, here's 250,000 people being helped through a very exciting night by the Met. No trouble, no arrests, or almost no arrests, and just a very great big friendly event, and that's what the Met's very good at.
President Bush has said it's time to lay plans for tackling climate change that move beyond the Kyoto Agreement, which limits greenhouse gas emissions. He was speaking after a breakfast meeting with Tony Blair at Gleneagles. Climate change tops the agenda at today's G8 talks, but Mr. Blair says the summit is not aiming to produce a new treaty. And a British prisoner of war will find out today at the High Court if she's been wrongly denied government compensation because of her race. 81-year-old Diana Elias spent 4 years in a concentration camp in Hong Kong in the Second World War. She had British nationality, but her parents were Indian and Iraqi-born. Simon Halford is Mrs. Elias's solicitor. He says this is an important test case for others in the same situation.
At least 1,100 people have been refused on the same basis as she has, and that there have been around 2,500 refusals overall. So if we establish that the reason she was refused was an unlawful discriminatory reason, then those other people who've been refused on the same basis will also be eligible.
In the city, the FTSE's down 76 points at 51.53. BBC London 94.9, it's 5 minutes past 10.
This is London's liveliest phone-in with John Gaunt. Call 020-722-42000. Email gaunty at bbc.co.uk. John Gaunt, weekday mornings from 9.
And a very good morning to you. Well, it's not shaping up to such a good morning at the moment with this major incident on the tube. The network has been suspended. This is from London Underground until further notice, and all stations are now being evacuated. This follows major incidents at Liverpool Street and Edgware Road. That's the Hammersmith and City stations. Emergency services are on site and are working closely with London Underground. That's from London Underground press office. British Transport Police spokesperson is informing the BBC that two trains remain stuck in tunnels at Edgware Road, but it's not yet known if they have collided or if passengers remain on board. And I quote now, "It's difficult to know exactly what is going on at the moment," he said. "The initial report came from Liverpool Street, but there are incidents occurring across the network." He said that officers have been sent into the network to assist with rescue operations, and officers are working at tunnel and platform level to help get people out and to help find out what has happened. We're asking you, if you're an eyewitness, if you've seen what's going on, or if you can see what's going on at the moment, could you please call us? 020-722-42000 is your telephone number if you want to get through to us. We're going to go straight to those calls in a couple of moments. We have got reporters out and about, not because we sent them out necessarily, but because, like you, they were coming to work today and they've been caught up in what is going on at the moment. I was actually at Aldgate Station this morning, this emailer says, when the blast happened. I can't be really sure if it was actually in Aldgate Station or in the tunnel between Aldgate and Liverpool Street, but it wasn't very far away, I can tell you. The sound was deafening, John, and I suppose there were about 100-ish people in the station, as most had already left. There were a lot of smoke appearing at the front of the trains where the tunnel starts towards Liverpool Street, and now there's absolute chaos at Aldgate. I can't call you, John, as I'm at work. Don't want to read the other bit out, if that's okay with you, Richard, but I understand what you're saying. We're not speculating here on BBC London. We are getting a lot of calls as well about an incident on a bus. If you know anything about that, would you give us a call? 020-722-42000 if you can contribute and tell us what is happening out there at the moment. So far, London Ambulance Service spokesman said, "We've just sent some resources out to the scene. We've sent a number of vehicles to Liverpool Street Station. British Transport Police are confirming there's walking wounded and said paramedics have responded to one report of a person classed as a life at risk." Jacqueline in Liverpool Street was at the station. Morning, Jacqueline.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, what do you want to say?
Sorry?
What would you like to tell me?
I was actually on the platform when there was a big blast behind me. Like, literally, like, a foot or two feet away.
Yeah.
I started at the end of the platform, and then everybody kind of ducked, and the lights went out in the tube, and we had to evacuate.
So you're actually on the train?
I was actually on the platform for the train.
And did you hear the blast?
Yeah, it was actually behind me.
And
that's why my left ear is playing me up at the moment.
Right. And then you were evacuated?
We were, yeah.
Where are you now?
I'm just outside the Liverpool station trying to get home, actually. Phoned in work and they said I could go home. So.
Yeah. And have you seen any injuries?
I haven't seen any, no. No, not today. But there's a lot of police presence, dogs and helicopters around, so... And lots of people still.
And obviously you're in a bit of a state of shock at the moment, like the rest of us.
I am, actually. My knee's trembling still.
Well, that's very understandable, isn't it, Jacqueline? Jacqueline.
It certainly is.
stay safe. Thank you for telling us what happened to you this morning. 020-722-42000. We're going to have a full detailed travel update in just a few moments with Jules Wilson, our travel editor, so stay tuned for that as well. But just to repeat again, it would appear there's a it's a fact. There's been a major incident on the tube this morning. The whole tube network is closed down. If you were there, if you have an eyewitness report, would you please call us? Please don't call us now with any of the other subjects this morning. Please don't block our lines. Let's keep those free so we can get that news out to people right across town. I'm delighted to say, well, not delighted, but Jules joins us now with a full travel update. Jules, what can you tell us of this moment?
I can tell you of the moment. It's pretty much reiterating what you've just said. I was called by a TfL a while ago. The tube network has been totally closed off. Most stations being evacuated or being evacuated. I know it's small comfort, but you can use your tickets on the London buses because at the moment we're looking at our traffic cameras. And there are people absolutely everywhere because everyone's been pitched out of the tube station. So it's a real mess on the roads as well. And actually, there are mainline station, King's Cross has been closed off. That's GNER, Wagon and Thames Link. So that's been sealed off. Also just been told that First Great Western have suspended theirs between Reading and London Paddington. So nothing coming in on that side from the West Country at the moment. And we've got some problems with road closures as well. They've pretty much sealed off most of the city. They've just closed off the Aldgate one-way system. Houndsditch is already shut at the A10. They've also got that incident for Edgware Road, so they've closed off the A5 under the Marylebone flyover, and they've also closed off the A501, so that's the Euston Road outside King's Cross station, and we can see all that at our cameras at the moment.
I suppose the advice to anybody who's not actually in London at the moment or is at home or is going to travel into town or travel across town today is don't.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, first of all, it was sort of like contained in the city, but as time's gone by, We're getting stuff through from central London as well. I've just been told that Russell Square's been closed off for some reason as well. So,
well, we understand there's an incident there, but again, we're waiting to confirm what that incident
but,
is.
But basically, the tube network's shut and the buses are just, they can't cope at the moment.
And you're going to be giving us travel updates every 15 minutes?
Yeah, we'll have one every 15
minutes.
So
that'll be in another 3 or 4 minutes, I guess. Okay, and of course, we need to hear from people who are out there at the moment.
Absolutely.
Who can actually inform us of what's happening.
Yeah.
Jules, thank you very much.
Thanks,
indeed. If you can inform us of what's going on, the phone number is 020-722-42000. You can email, of course, Gaunty, G-A-U-N-T-Y, at bbc.co.uk. Or you can text me, 07786-200-949. 07786-200-949. As I said before, please, we do not want speculation this morning. We just want your eyewitness reports. Right, over to Pete Wilson. He joins us in the studio. He can give us an update on what's occurring. It's 12 minutes past 10. Good morning again, Peter.
Good morning. Just to update you, really, keeping on this line of the speculation and trying to shut some of this stuff out, we've been in touch again with Scotland Yard about these reports of an incident down at Russell Square.
Mm. Russell Square has been closed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. That's been shut off, like most of the tube stations now. You just don't travel on them at all. You can't manage to get through on them. A spokesperson has told us that the police are now down there trying to establish what has happened. They are saying, yes, there has been some kind of incident, but we don't know what that is just yet. Now, I know that you're going to be talking very shortly, hopefully, to a BBC reporter who's down there. We've also got a report come through from the National Grid. They supply the power to the underground. Now, there's this stuff about power surges and things like that. At the moment, they are saying they have no reported problems that would have caused anything this morning. So they're trying to figure out exactly what the state of play is with the electricals as well. So once we figure out exactly what they've got to say, we'll try and get back to you.
Are we any further ahead or any more informed about casualties at this moment?
At the moment, yeah, we are being told that there are casualties that are being taken around London now. We've got one reporter who's outside the Royal London Hospital, and they're saying it looks as if they're certainly preparing to take ambulances through there.
Yeah, and of course, Ian Wade told us at King's Cross they've already set up a sort of temporary emergency.
Yeah.
Casualty department in the ticket office there, and he, with his own eyes, has seen some quite horrific injuries.
There seems to be quite a few people that have been hurt. Again, it's the detail that we haven't got yet. We don't know how serious some of these are. Obviously, you know, if you are hurt and if you're walking out, it's going to look bad straight off.
So where do we think the incidents have occurred? We know they've occurred at Liverpool Street.
Well, we know that there's something between Aldgate and Liverpool Street. That's what they were first called to. We're now checking Russell Square. There's different reports that there could have been something at Euston, but again, we're waiting for somebody to talk to us about that one. We've also checking reports now about the Edgware area, that there may have been something around there. But again, it's all checking to see exactly what has caused these first before we can manage to get too much information about them on air. But at the minute, the police are saying that they are getting their staff there as soon as possible. London Underground and British Transport Police have both said that as soon as they have somebody who can talk to you, they'll be on air trying to explain
the situation. They have many more important things to do than to talk to a radio station at the
moment.
Right
now, they're a little bit tied up, to say the least, so they're trying to sort that out first.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. And of course, we're dispatching our reporters right across town at the moment. We've got somebody down at Liverpool Street, and we'll go back to them as soon as we possibly can. If you can tell us what is going on, as I say, it must be that you can tell us, you've actually seen. We're getting a lot of calls with speculation, and I'm sure you agree with me that speculation is not going to be helpful at this point. What we do know is there's a major incident on the tubes. What we do know is that there are casualties at Liverpool Street, and what we do know is that the tube system has been completely closed down. Power surges is what we're being told at the moment. As soon as we know and we can confirm and tell you more, we will. Amy's in Euston, first time caller. Good morning, Amy.
Hi.
You were on a train, where were you?
Yeah, I was on the Piccadilly Line train at King's Cross.
Right.
And I was in the very last carriage of the train. And yeah, there was just a very big bang. I mean, I've heard that they were explaining it as maybe being a light falling on the train, but it was too big a bang to have been that. It sounded like an explosion.
What happened to the train? Did it rock? Did it move?
It actually looked like the window was going to blow in, but somehow it managed to stay in position, but it definitely moved. And then just the train stopped and started filling up with smoke. And obviously people started to panic because they didn't know what was going on. I heard some guy saying that the lights are out, but fortunately in our carriage we at least had lights on.
Yeah. Did you have to evacuate and walk up the track?
Nobody really knew what to do. That was the thing. You always hear about these sort of situations, but you don't really know. I mean, people wanted to get out of the tracks, and I was saying, well, no, because they're live and we don't know whether they've been switched off or not.
Were you in the dark?
Eventually, I think three people got out and started walking back. And then eventually the police came and told us to get out and that the lines had all been switched off and it was safe to get out.
And you're now at Euston. Did you walk along to Euston?
I actually managed to get on a bus to get to Euston. And just walking around dazed because there was about 500 people queuing for taxis. And
is Euston?
I got on a bus and sat at Euston Station on the bus that wasn't moving for about half an hour. And actually while we were there, there was another big bang, which may have been what happened at Russell Square.
Where are you now?
I'm on Evershot Street on the bus.
You're trying to get home, where are you trying to get to?
I live in Haringey.
Amy, anything else you can tell me at this moment?
Not really. I've just been listening to your show to hear what other people have got to say and to find out what's going on as well, so I thought I'd contribute with my bit.
Well, you have contributed, and I'm sure if you keep listening to us, we'll try and get you the information when it happens. Amy, thank you ever so much for taking the time to ring me. 17 minutes past 10, we'll get a full travel update now. It's 17 minutes past 10, full travel update. We're doing travel updates every 15 minutes here on BBC London, right through the day. And if we need extra travel, we will. We don't need to worry about the jingle. Let's just go over to the travel desk if we possibly can. You're listening to The John Gaunt Show. This is BBC London 94.9. If you can help us, the telephone number is 020 722 4000. Over to John.
On 94.9 FM, this is BBC London.
Well, thanks, John. As you all know, the incidents this morning mean the entire Tube network has been closed. There are no services running. All lines are suspended. And passengers are advised to stay clear of the London Underground for the time being. Tickets are being accepted on buses, but obviously traffic around London is starting to look really nasty. Loads of congestion around, which buses are getting stuck in as well, so watch out for that too. It's also having problems for overground trains into London. JNR wagon trains, obviously not going down to King's Cross because King's Cross station is closed. Wagon and Thameslink trains also disrupted, and C2C trains are disrupted into Fenchurch Street as well. Silverlink Metro, they're disrupted Richmond to North Woolwich, and also First Great Western and First Great Western Link trains are now suspended between Reading and Paddington due to this as well. Now, it's had an impact for the roads. There are loads of people obviously outside stations, so they've had to close some roads off as well. Obviously quite a lot of emergency services around too, so Edgware Road closed at Marble Arch northbound, and also from the Marylebone Flyover, it's closed southbound, so no traffic's getting down the A5 at the moment. Russell Square is closed. Around the Aldgate one-way system in the city, St Botolph Street is closed. At Houndsditch, Houndsditch is closed, and the Aldgate one-way system has now been completely closed off to traffic with diversions via Leman Street. The traffic situation obviously compounded there by roadworks taking place as well. We've also got Euston Road, the A501, closed both ways just outside Euston between Evershot Street and York Way, and they look like they're closing in other places on Euston Road as well, but we will keep you updated.
It's 19 minutes past 10. You're listening to The John Gaunt Show, BBC London 94.9. Let's go back to our reporter, Anna O'Neill, who's at King's Cross. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, John. I've got some rather grim news to tell you, John. I've just been speaking to a number of people here, eyewitnesses to what's been going on in and around the streets around King's Cross and Euston. And one man has actually shown myself some footage that he recorded on his mobile phone of a bus exploding a few streets away, just near to Euston Station, and some very devastating scenes there. Some looks like people lying on the floor. Couldn't tell you exactly what kind of injuries they've got, but lying motionless on the floor. I've also been speaking to another man evacuated in the last few minutes from King's Cross Station, who heard an explosion and then saw lots of people coming out of the tube, covered in soot, some of them covered in blood. So we are not sure yet whether it is still this power surge that we were all hearing about this morning, or in fact whether something more sinister is going on around here this morning.
But let's not speculate on that at the moment. Just tell me about the bus. The bus was in Russell Square, I believe.
I'm not entirely sure. The man himself wasn't sure, but he, as you can imagine, he was quite shocked and dazed about what he'd seen. He was basically walking down the road and he saw the back of the bus explode. He filmed footage of it on his mobile phone. He actually spent some time in Israel and said that he thought that it was very similar to scenes that he'd witnessed while he'd been living over there, and it's kind of brought him right back to those times. So, as you say, we can't speculate at the moment.
Let me just clarify, the footage you saw, what did you see on the footage? Do you actually see the bus exploding?
you could see the back of the bus, which had all sort of smoke and flames coming out of it. Obviously, he hadn't actually captured the moment that the bus exploded.
No.
What he captured was the seconds after that bus had exploded. And as he gets nearer, you can see people lying on the floor and the bus basically in tatters.
And it was a double-decker bus?
It looked like a single-decker, but...
Hard to tell. Had he seen people injured, and indeed of you?
Well, I haven't seen anybody injured at the moment. We're still staying because we've been told by the police not to move from this area directly in front of King's Cross Station. He has seen people injured, he said, people lying, at least a handful of people lying motionless on the floor, covered in blood, serious injuries. He couldn't tell how serious, obviously, because he didn't want to get too close. But some quite grim news from around King's Cross and Euston this morning, John.
But at the moment, you've been told you cannot move from that area.
We've been told that we need to stay away from the main area of King's Cross and go down the side streets. Now, lots of people are milling around the side streets here, and of course, people hanging around because they don't know where to go or what to do. I mean, I must say that the atmosphere, though, is not one of panic, and in fact, a couple of people have said that to me, that they've been very surprised at how calm everybody's being. Everybody's behaving extremely sensibly, but the advice would be, do not come into central London today if you don't have to, because as I said before, you won't be able to get anywhere, and unfortunately, it looks like at the moment it may even be dangerous for people to be coming into the centre, so stay away if you can for the moment.
Okay, I think we'll leave it there, Anne, unless you've got anything else to tell us at this point.
No, I'll keep you updated as and when we find out what's happening, John.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Anna O'Neill, who's at King's Cross. She says she's seen somebody's video phone of a bus that has been destroyed, and we believe that to be in Russell Square. At the moment, people are being told to keep clear of King's Cross. Obviously, on the roads at the moment, complete and utter gridlock. The only advice we can give you is please do not travel this morning. Do not travel. Stay at home or stay at work. Do not travel. Steve in Marylebone can talk to us now. Good morning, Steve.
Hello, John.
What have you seen, my friend?
Around about quarter to ten.
Yep.
I was on Woburn Place near Tavistock Square.
Yeah.
And there was around about, I suppose, six vehicles in front of me, just a line of buses. And then, bang, you see the explosion. Don't know what caused it. You just see, like, either a side of the building fly across the road, or as people been saying, the side of the bus.
How far were you from the incident, would you
say? Probably around about no more than 50 metres.
And you're a cabbie, obviously, can hear the meter in the background. What else did you see after that?
Just chaos. People running across the square, kids on the floor crying, people just cowering in the corners and just basically havoc, really.
Where are you now?
Well, I'm on the Marylebone Road trying to get out west, going to see the wife and the kids.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for your witness account. Again, we don't want people phoning up and speculating or saying, I've heard this or I heard that. We want to hear from you. All we want you to do is say, John, I saw this or I saw that. That's what we need at the moment, please. It is a major incident. It's obviously shaping up into a massive incident here. Pete Wilson can tell us more. Pete.
We've gone through, obviously, the idea of the speculation. We're now getting some hard lines through from Scotland Yard. They've said that they have received reports of multiple explosions. It's the first time they've called them that so far this morning. Multiple explosions across London. We haven't got the details yet. That's the first line that's come out. We're waiting. We've been told that in the next 10 to 15 minutes we'll get a full release from them as to what this is.
A multiple explosion, what does that mean?
It could effectively mean, well, pretty much anything at the moment. Obviously, we'll get the full details through as and when they manage to release them to us. What we're trying to figure out, it now looks as if there is some kind of pattern, some kind of link as to what has happened across London this morning. And that's what they're trying to establish as well.
Pete, thank you. Keep us informed as soon as you can. It's BBC London 94.9. It is London's radio station. On a day when we were starting off jovial, having such a laugh this morning with Joanne Good about the Olympics, and we were just going to talk about the Olympics and talk about what a great city this is. Unfortunately, it's turned into something else.